Om Shanti. Today is the 13th of January 2020, and the point for the special homework in order to achieve the avyakt stage in this special month, the avyakt month, is by paying special attention to adopting good wishes and elevated intentions for every soul throughout the day. Transform impure intentions into pure intentions, impure wishes into pure wishes, and maintain a state of happiness, and you will easily continue to experience the avyakt stage. Perhaps one of the main symptoms of iron-aged stone intellect is making extraordinary things ordinary, not being able to see the magic. The magic that is connected, associated with everything connected with Baba, starting with his Gyan. And one of the reasons why we can't experience this magic, this nectar, this power, is because our attention is not to the maximum of our potential. We know that the soul's power and purity and the capabilities of the soul have been compromised after the journey. And one of these powers of the soul, one main power, is the power of attention. Attention is like light. Wherever we give our attention, we can see more clearly, and we can give life to whatever we see. And the more we keep our attention focused, then this energy of our attention makes what we focus on to grow bigger and bigger. And although we know that our attention can be under our mastery when the soul is soul conscious, when the soul is awake, then he's the master of his attention. However, this habit of allowing the attention to be scattered can still be with us, and it is this lack of attention and determination that does not allow us to see the nectar, the magic. And every point of Gyan is magical, is a weapon, is so powerful. So we are also reminded now that Confluence Age is an age of opportunities. Every second can be a new beginning. And so we now experiment with using our attention in a special way, in a focused way, so that we can experiment and explore the power of good wishes good intentions. Baba has encouraged us so many times to only have these good wishes, these good feelings for every soul. It is so much in need. But of course, one cannot give what one does not have. So before we share with others, it is good to make sure that the quality of these good feelings is there, that these good feelings are real, they're not superficial, they're not just thoughts. And also they are deep, they are avyakt, they are unadulterated. And the key for this is, of course, soul consciousness. When the soul experiences the self without any alloy, as a soul, as this eternal point of light that is originally and eternally divine. And these are big words, divine, eternally. But simply this is the truth. So when we are able to experience, when we are able to give life to this truth by focusing our attention to the self without mixing anything from the role, then the soul feels overflowing with these divine qualities. So it is a matter of concentration and choosing to concentrate on the right aspect, the aspect of Gyan, but in a way that this point, this aspect of Gyan is clean without any mixture. And perhaps there's nothing else to be done. And we can experiment with this even now. If we experiment with just seeing this being of light, just seeing this star that is light upon light, goodness upon goodness, love upon love, happiness upon happiness. The more we see this being, the more we discover the abundance of his treasures. And seeing and experiencing these treasures is the easiest way to have good wishes, good intentions for all the souls of the world. It is the nature of the self to share. And when our attention is not on the self, when the attention is on the role or in the drama, we experience the absence of the self. And this is what we share with others. Absence of happiness is unhappiness. Absence of peace is peacelessness. And then we share these feelings with others, these impure wishes. Just because we don't experience the self. So, trying to have good wishes when we see the self as a role and we see others as a role can be another game of the ego in disguise. Just because we want to follow, which is of course very good intentions. We want to follow what Baba says and we want to have good wishes, but if I see the role is never the same, changes. And if I think that the role is real, my role or someone else's role, then there will always be some kind of influence in the heart. That moment I will not be able to have good wishes. And then I will have to detach and start all over again, thinking of the self and my goodness in order to share it with others. But again, why not to have this aim to constantly see the soul instead of seeing the role? Constantly seeing the self as a soul, seeing others as souls. And everyone is originally good. Everyone is of the same nature, of the same family, like Baba. And so it is easy to have good wishes because then I see how lovely everyone is. It is not an effort to have good wishes for someone who is lovely, extremely lovely. Baba often says, "You are lovely and loveline." And he loves us because he is the ocean of love, but also he sees how lovely everyone is. If we are able to clear our vision and see the self as lovely as we are, and see others as they are, because they're also lovely. See them as lovely, as innocent, as viceless, as divine as they are, then it's not a matter of trying. The good feelings are natural. But we know how the game is. We know how easy it is to mix the self or others with the role. Role means no real. And it's possible to mix the good feelings and instead of seeing the soul and wishing the best for the soul, then we see the role, we get affected, then we try to become detached, and we may also be deceived that good feelings are the feelings for the role, but ultimately the real good wishes and best intentions are to see others in a soul conscious stage, to see them awake, to see them in their perfect form, to see them in their original stage of clarity where they can see naturally that the role is a role, so no matter what happens in the role, it's only happening to the role and not to the actor. So, by paying attention to have a clear intellect and see what is what, seeing the invisible actors in their original stage, seeing the self in this stage, is the seed, guaranteed seed, that will bear the fruits of good feelings, good wishes. And it's easy and it's genuine when it starts with, first of all, awakening the self without bringing any mixture within the consciousness. And the more we are able to concentrate on the star, on this being of light, the deeper the experience, the higher the quality of these good wishes. And then it's not a matter of trying to change anything, but one enjoys more and more this experience. It's nice, it's like nectar. So instead of fighting any of the impure feelings, it takes this one moment of creating clarity, which means reminding the self of the true self, connecting with the self and experiencing the sweetness of the good feelings. And then it's easy to use them, it's easy to share them. And this kind of attitude, this kind of intentions, this kind of wishes contribute to happiness. There is an accumulation of energy. Because what deprives us from our happiness, what does not allow us to see our happiness, which is an innate quality, one shouldn't have to make effort for this. It's there, but we can't connect with it, we can't see it when we give life to wasteful feelings. And we all know that it's not as easy and perhaps not effective at all to start fighting these impure feelings. Instead, a moment of attention to the goodness, to these divine qualities, and this takes care of everything else. And we aim for the avyakt stage, we aim for the angelic stage, but light is the form, but within this form there is the personality of subtle happiness, of benevolence, of good wishes for all. So let us experiment. Let us pay this special attention. It's easy. It just requires this moment of initiating, of touching these treasures, of throwing light on them. Om Shanti.